Oh my God. Well, look, write an incredible article and tell all your friends, please. That's it. Bye. Hashtag Patel. Okay. All right.
We're
Yeah.
obviously a little anxious. We're trying to fill these theaters, and it feels like it's been a very mom and pop operation. And I guess that really does go along with the film itself. You know, everything's been very do it yourself from the very beginning. So what Ravi's talking about is that, you know, the film is just this tiny little thing, and when we first made it, we had a hard time getting it out. And I think for 2 years or so, you know, we kept applying to festivals and trying to like re-edit it, but you know, the essence was always the same. And when it finally premiered, it was not even in competition. It was an exhibition at Hot Docs Film Festival in Toronto. Because everything that we felt in that moment as we premiered was not about the film, it was about the story that you see in the film. And we were all incredibly, like, that was our closure for this. Like, I can't even explain to you how much this film has changed our lives and our relationship with our parents and each other. So what's been after everything that's come after that has been so interesting and like frosting on the cake, because then we went to Toronto and we said, you know what, if we're going to go out, we're going to go out with a bang, right? So we got there like a week early. We hired a publicist on our own for an exhibition premiere, which is hilarious. Like, we were so happy to be there because it's one of like the most incredible festival. We went up there, we did all this publicity and just thought, you know, we're gonna fill that theater for our premiere. And we did. It was like 600-700 people theater. And you know, I think what happened from there is where the magic started, because once the people saw the film, the next day word of mouth just filled the theater and there was a line around the building. And then they had to add another screening, and the word of mouth was just insane at that point. And we were like in tears. We were just like, what is happening? Because we really thought that nobody liked the film and that we had failed as filmmakers, you know? We thought we succeeded as a family, but we thought we had somehow not made the film that, you know, for whatever reason audiences wanted. So it was amazing. And then after that, it basically sold out for a year around the world. Every single screening. And that's when United Talent Agency, Rena Ronson, came on. She saw it. She said, look, I see something here that, you know, I believe in it. I think we can put this in theaters and do something bigger. And that's when we got our theatrical deal. And when we got the theatrical deal, you know, it was a very small. Well, it's turned out to be a very small, you know, we're a little fish. We have very little marketing budget. As you can see, you know, we're up against the big boys. And so we were freaking out. We're like, how are we going to even survive against all the other movies? Like, everyone's saying it's the next Big Fat Greek Wedding, but the truth is, Big Fat Greek Wedding had a huge rollout. Like, you know, they had a marketing, like a big marketing campaign. This film didn't have that. It had like a very small documentary thing going on. So what happened is dad was like, well, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to stand for that. That's not going to work for me. And we said, no, Dad, this is just the way it is. You know, it's a little film. He goes, no. So he was upset that there was no kind of billboards and all these expensive, you know, outdoor advertising things, or like advertising in general, you know, like the commercials or whatever. So he had this brilliant idea to get yard signs made. He got 1,000 yard signs made, and the film opened in three cities to start. And he sent the yard signs to all three cities. And then him and mom got together all the Indians in the cities and got them to put the yard signs up. And they, mom and dad, traveled themselves to these cities and like led the campaign, like dad was running for office or something. It Oh
was
my
insane.
goodness.
And we documented the whole thing on social media. And so people started actually posting on social media themselves campaigning for the film. And it became like a bucket challenge kind of thing. And it just, if you go on our Facebook page, you'll see it just became such a big thing, or like even our personal Facebooks. So Facebook really just started blowing up when it came to this whole social media campaign. And then Ravi had this great idea. And I think Samantha, one of our She's our co-executive producer. I think it was Samantha's idea to get these cardboard cutouts of the family for the premieres. Mm-hmm. And Ravi wanted to get the, you know, the step and repeat. And so what we did is for the opening weekend, we had these cutouts of the family. So like, for example, if Ravi was in Chicago, he had cardboard cutouts of the rest of the family. So people were taking pictures with these cutouts. Oh, and so again, people would put pictures on social media. And so with no budget, this grassroots movement was really, really working through social media ideas. And then after that, like, people were just really helping. I mean, I don't really understand part of it. Like, you know, we have hundreds of emails coming in every day on our website and on Facebook of people saying, I live in Connecticut. Can you send me posters? I'd like to put them up. Or I live in, you know, Wichita, Kansas, and I want the film to come here. So what can I do? You know, how can I help you guys get the word out so you can do well in the cities that you're in now so that, you know, it'll eventually spread to my city? Like, and we have these people we had to hire, like, you know, our team that has been working day and night to support all this traffic. So, I mean, that's kind of what's happening right now. And then you saw our opening weekend was so great. I mean, at least for the little film, it was so great. And it's still in theaters and we're completely shocked, you know?
Yeah, and people love it. And I think even if you don't understand the culture and the whole matchmaking thing, I think you really can relate to the love that that your family has for each other. And you telling me all this about your dad, his social media brilliance. I mean, it's just really, it makes it, the behind the scenes also just makes it much more moving. And I think it's a lesson for filmmakers as well, that really the element that you have to have as a filmmaker is obviously a good story and tenacity. Don't give up. Be creative. So, I mean, all these lessons, and I hope people will listen to this interview, and I know they'll get something out of it, and they'll at least be inspired.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the film that surprised us the most is we thought it was going to be a film. We always knew it was going to be a film about our family, and we kind of kept our heads down, you know, and said, let's just tell our story the best way we can. Let's not worry. Let's work from the inside out. I think the greatest surprise for us is when we did go to Toronto and we premiered and we looked out at this like 600, 700 person audience every night. Mm-hmm. And I would say 98% of them were not Indian. Mm-hmm. And we realized that this wasn't a film about being Indian. This was not a film about arranged marriage. This was not a film about anything except family and love, two very, very universal things. Everybody wants to find love. Everybody wants to keep love. Everybody wants healthy relationships. And ultimately, everybody wants to be happy. And those are the things that drive being happy the most. And I think that this film has actually, in the process of trying to find those things, we've found those things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've, in the process of trying to understand how family works, we've learned how to be a family. So that's been something that's been pretty awesome through this whole process, is realizing that it's a film that people can relate to, because everyone has a mom, everyone has a dad, you know, everyone has, I mean, that's just impossible that they wouldn't. And everyone wants to wake up every day and feel happy.